In our Lenten series, each Wednesday night, we will be focusing on the theme, Hand of the Lord. Tonight, we will be focusing on the hand of the Lord who creates and saves. Jesus, God in the flesh, is the Creator. Every Sunday, as we confess the Nicene Creed, we confirm this when we say, by whom all things were made. In our gospel for this evening, we heard about Jesus' hand that reaches down to save sinking Peter. There are only two of the many examples of the hand of the Lord that creates and that saves. As we think about Matthew's gospel, we see examples of Jesus' hands at work. Early in the gospel, Jesus healed a blind and mute man who was demon-possessed. And he also taught the crowds, to include the Jewish leaders. Immediately before our reading, Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish into his hands and fed 5,000 men, besides women and children. It was Jesus who immediately made the disciples get into the boat after the feeding of the 5,000 while he dismissed the crowds. And when the disciples were struggling against the wind and the waves, it was Jesus who came to his disciples walking on the water. All of this thus far has been pointing to who Jesus is. He is God, the Creator in the flesh. Job said that it is God who alone stretched out the heavens and trampled the waves of the sea. He is the Word through whom all things were made, as referenced in John chapter 1, verse 3. He is God who heals the lame, the blind, and the mute. He is God walking on the sea. When his hand stretches out, it is truly the hand of the Lord, the hand of God. His hand is in control. But sometimes our limited human understanding has difficulty grasping this when God seems distant, mysterious, or even terrifying. While the disciples were out in the boat, they had one of these moments. It was the 4th watch of the night. The boat was being beaten by the wind and the waves, and they were frightened. But our text does not say that it was the wind and the waves that frightened them. Many of them were fishermen, after all, and they certainly had seen their fair share of wind and waves out on the Sea of Galilee. So what terrified them? It was this figure walking on the water. They cried out, "It is a ghost." Now, a ghost would strike fear into the heart of the most experienced and hardened fishermen. But here the Lord addressed each one of their concerns. To their being troubled, he says, "Take heart." To their cry that it is a ghost, he says, "It is I." To their being afraid, he says, "Do not be afraid." The Lord immediately addressed all of their concerns right then and right now. They had everything that they needed in his words. Everything was in his hands. But Peter, instead of clinging to Jesus' words alone, ended up taking matters into his own hands. He was the stubborn one, the impulsive one. He wanted Jesus to prove himself on his terms. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Maybe surprisingly, the Lord says, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking in the water on his way to see Jesus. But it was not long until Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. Now, before we're too hard on Peter, we should see that Peter's actions are really a reflection of our own misguided attempts to take things into our hands. So often this happens when we have this moment of uncertainty or trouble. And we wonder why God is allowing this to happen. How often have we been like Peter, not content to trust in the Lord's words of promise? Instead, we attempt to seize with our hands something that is totally out of our control, when we really should have been folding our hands in a moment of prayer. How often have we not waited on the Lord, but instead took our own action? How often have we lived as though His words of promise were not enough for us? How often do we end up crying just like Peter at the mess that we've made when everything slips through our fingers? This vividly illustrates our sinful condition all too well. Our hands alone cannot keep us from sinking to the depths of hell and eternal judgment. And all we can say with Peter is this: Lord, save me. But immediately the hand of the Lord reached down and did save Peter. Jesus always acts at just the right time. Jesus immediately made them get into the boat at the beginning of this scene. He immediately calmed their fears. Now the Lord immediately reaches out His hand in compassionate mercy at just the right time. While Peter was attempting to take things into his own hands, soon it was the Lord's hand reaching out and grabbing a hold of him. Everything is in the Lord's hands. Peter is too. The Lord has answered our cries of, Lord, save me. He has taken care of our sinful condition. He has reached down into the depths. Our Lord has taken upon Himself human flesh. He humbled Himself to the point of death, even death on the cross, for us. This is the hand of the Lord at work to save us today. Only God in the flesh can do this. Only the Word through whom all things were created can pull us out of the depths of judgment and despair. God's words are true, even in our moments of uncertainty. But Jesus never promises that every challenge, every hardship, every trial will go away immediately. Nor is it a promise that working through all of this will be easy, or that there will be easy fixes to everything that ails us. Nor will we always understand the workings of God in our lives. But when it comes to salvation, God's merciful hand is right there. His presence and forgiveness in the Word are immediately there when we need Him. His Word and sacraments are true, no matter how great or little our faith is. They get their power not from our faith, but from Jesus Himself. He has reached down to us with His Word and sacraments to save us. So you can trust in His promises, which are true. Your old self has been drowned in holy baptism. He reached down and raised you out of the water, a new self, by His mighty hand. He has reached down to proclaim to you in confession and absolution that your sins are indeed forgiven. He has reached down to feed you with His very body and blood, given and shed for you. You have everything you need right now, right here, today. You have everything that you need in the gracious hand of the Lord. Trust in that hand, the one who created you, the one who saves you, the one who sanctifies you. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.